fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow. And Silver, hooray!
Old Tex had been a captain in the Texas Rangers. Then he became a federal marshal, and later, when he married and settled down in Alamo City, he was elected sheriff. Though somewhat slowed down by his advancing years, he remained a hard-riding lawman to be feared by crooks. Then Old Tex was thrown when his horse tripped in a gopher hole. After that, the old man's legs were nearly useless. He could walk a little with the aid of a cane, and he could handle the reins of a buckboard, but his days were at an end. It was late afternoon when Old Tex drove up to his snug house a mile beyond the edge of town.
Well, you figures from there?
Two horses were at ground hitch near the watering trough.
I never saw those horses around town. I wonder who owns the critters. Hey, Ma, I'm back. That rabbit no count legs of mine.
Yes, I'll hit him into a hole.
Man like me needn't help to step from a buckboard.
There now. Here's your cane. I'll go in with you and come back to put the horses in.
Who owns them horses over there?
They belong to an Indian and a fine-looking boy named Dan Reed.
Reed?
Yes. Why?
Yes. Once had a man in the Rangers by the name of Reed. Wonder if the boy is any relation.
Oh, nonsense. There's likely thousands of people named Reed.
Why'd they stop here?
They brought word of our boy.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Sakes alive. Haven't heard from him in over a year. Well, how is Jimmy?
They haven't had time to say anything. They just got here when you drove up.
Let me take your arm, Mr. Conway.
I don't need no one to take my arm.
Tex, this is Dan Reed.
Oh, howdy.
I'm sure glad to meet you, Sheriff Conway.
Close that door, will you?
This is Tonto.
How?
What's your name?
Me, Tonto.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Tonto. I never thought I'd see the day when I'd shake hands with an Indian in my own home. Sure, Hezzy.
Sit down, Tex.
Yeah. You sit down, Tonto. Ma says you met up with my son.
Yes, sir.
He hasn't been here in years. He came out of the war and then drifted all over hunting gold.
I see.
We never let him know about Pa's fall.
No reason he should know about it. He'd think I was needing him to come back home.
But gosh, don't you want him back home?
Not want him. I should say we do want him. But not if Jimmy'd rather make his own life. I'd give everything I got if he was back here to help me.
Kix, why didn't you say that?
Huh?
Have you been having more trouble than usual?
Well, not exactly. But I've been having more of the usual trouble.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Link Martin's outfit again.
Oh, that man.
Him run cafe and gambling hall in town?
Yes, you know him?
Me know about him.
We've heard about Link Martin.
That skunk's getting more and more powerful all the time. He knows I'm slowed some on account of my legs.
But you, Sheriff.
Yeah, Tonto. I am right now. But only until the next election, which same comes up in a few weeks.
Well, aren't you going to run for re-election?
Sure I'll run, but I won't get elected. I wish my boy was here to run for the office. He might get support enough to beat Martin's man.
Tex, do you know who Martin will back for the job?
No, but he'll back someone. That's why he's bringing so many critters into town. He wants a lot of votes handy for the man he picks.
I'll bet if you're time.
I'm afraid life around here don't hold action enough for Jim.
Gosh, Tonto, we should tell...
Dan.
What's that, Dan?
Well, I'd like to tell our friend about this. I wonder what he'd do.
Dan and Tonto joined the Lone Ranger in camp not far from the town. When the masked man heard about the sheriff's condition and the problem that confronted him, he decided to take action.
I wonder how far old Tex would cooperate with this.
What do you mean?
I think his son would make a fine successor to the sheriff's office.
But Mrs. Conway's dead set against bringing Jim here.
Yes, Link Martin has big plans, Dan. He's counting on control of the sheriff's office. If and when he does get control, he'll make this community a hangout for all kinds of crooks.
Gosh, then you think he really would dry gulch Jim to keep him from getting here?
I wonder. Give me a hand, Tonto. I want to saddle up.
Where you go, Kemosabe?
I'm going to call on old Tex.
Wearing your mask?
I'll make him understand that the mask isn't the mark of an outlaw. Hello there, Silver.
Why are you calling, Sheriff?
He really wants his son to come here. We'll ride the back trail and tell Jim. Steady, boy. Easy. That cinch tight.
Silver ready.
I'll wait here until I get back, Tonto.
Steady, big fellow.
Come on, Silver.
It was 10 days later when old Tex drove his buckboard into town. As he reined up in front of the Crystal Palace, his voice held an angry edge.
Whoa, you crazy.
He managed to get down from the seat without help, then leaned heavily on his cane as he made his way to the wide doors of Link Martin's gambling hall. A half-breed stood by the door.
Oh, Senor Sheriff, you are not a frequent visitor.
I am here on business. Where's Martin?
You tell me why you wish to see him, and I will take the message.
Why?
Or perhaps you would prefer to step inside?
Listen, you greasy-faced sidewinder. You tell Martin to come out right away, or I'll make you dance higher than a flagpole.
But, senor...
Open that door, Breed.
Muy bien.
You, Martin, come out here.
Oh, senor, one does not talk to Senor Martin in that way.
Well, I talk to him that way. If he don't like it, he can just try to change my style.
What's the trouble, Sheriff?
Senor,
shut up, Breed.
Martin, how'd you know that I was sending for my boy to come here and run for sheriff?
Aren't you jumping to conclusions, Sheriff?
I ask a question. I want answers, not more questions. How'd you know?
Well, I don't mind telling you.
Well, then tell me.
An Indian dropped the word to a couple of my friends.
An Indian? Doggone it all, I thought. Then you did know he was coming.
Yes, I did. And what about it?
You dirty swine.
What's that?
You murdering skunk.
For that, I fixed you.
Sheriff Reed. Martin, if I didn't wear the badge of a lawman, I'd call on you to draw and shoot it out.
Tex, you're taking advantage of the fact that you're an old man. If you weren't, I'd knock you down for that kind of talk.
Don't let my age stand in your way, you skunk. Raise a hand. Go ahead. Just give me an excuse to draw on you.
So that's what you want. An excuse to shoot. I didn't think you'd go that far to put me out of the way.
I'll put you out of the way, Martin. But I'll do it legal.
Indeed.
I'll get evidence against you.
You've been saying that for a long time.
I'm not talking about evidence that your games are crooked. I'm talking about evidence of murder.
Aren't you reaching a long way?
No. Did you really think you could have my son murdered and get away with it?
What? You loco, I don't even know your son. I never saw him.
I didn't say you triggered the gun.
Is he dead?
Sheriff, you knew it.
I admitted to having him killed.
I'm out to get you and the newcomer that's filed notice.
Who's that?
Innocent. He's even.
Kilrain?
Your own man, ain't he? Well, you tell him that's... And he's out to hang some murderers. Got to say.
Ted, si, senor. I hear me. And to me also, Senor Martin. Who is this one?
Wondering. I want to know about...
Martin! I'll be waiting.
Here! Then putting Steve Danny here for some read. I've got to... Find out where it happened and all you can about it.
Muy bien.
Meanwhile, I'll investigate this newcomer, Kilrain.
Link Martin made exhaustive investigations in the week that followed. In the meantime, the newcomer made a solid impression on the people in town. He was a pleasant man, but there was a certain grimness about him that made one feel he might make a satisfactory lawman. He went about town making friends, and then, late one afternoon, he appeared at Martin's office in the Crystal Palace.
My name is Kilrain.
Sit down, Kilrain. I'm Link Martin.
No.
Close that door, Breed.
See?
That's Breed Lopez. He works for me.
Howdy.
¿Cómo está?
He told me you wanted a power.
Yeah. I hear you aim to be sheriff.
That's right.
Think you'll have a chance against old Tex?
I understand. He's about washed up.
Maybe. You might be able to beat him out, but I don't think you could beat Steve Danahy.
Never heard of him. He running for election?
He will if I say so. And he'll be elected if I say so.
I don't know about that, Martin. I've talked to a lot of people that have voted against anyone you might put up.
Heard about me, huh?
A lot. And none of it good. Fact is, I've told a number of people that I'd go after a few of your pals, if I'm elected.
You know, Kilrain, I like a man that lays his cards on the table.
Well, you've seen mine.
Now I'll show mine. I got part of a broken spur here in my desk. There it is.
What about it?
The spur was broken on a rock at the scene of a killing.
Well?
The rest of the spur is in your hotel room.
How do you know? You been snooping in my room?
I make it my business to learn things about people in whom I'm interested. I learned a lot about you, Kilrain. Your horse belonged to a man named Conway. And so did a few things in your room. His name was on it.
Why, you...
Hold it, you're covered. Now, let me finish what I was about to say. Jim Conway was the son of our present sheriff. And I have evidence to hang you for his murder.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. called to continue our story. Kilrain appeared stunned when Link Martin charged him with the murder of Jimmy Conway. He leaped to his feet, but the owner of the Crystal Palace held a gun on him and spoke smoothly.
Sit down, Kilrain. Sit down, and we'll talk some more.
You may know a few things, Martin, but you'd have a hard time showing enough evidence to prove that I killed young Conway.
I doubt that. You see, old Tex is very well liked around here. It wouldn't take much evidence to make a jury bring in a verdict of guilty.
But there'd have to be a dead body.
Hey, Breed, tell them what you found.
Si, senor. I find where the ground is freshly dug and a marker for a grave. I dig and find that it is a grave.
You see, Kilrain, you didn't hide the grave very well.
I see. I suppose you want cash to keep your mouth shut?
No, I don't need cash.
What do you want?
I want to own a sheriff.
What?
I thought of putting Steve Danahy up against old Tex. I could muster a lot of votes for Steve. But I might not be able to put him over.
That crooked gambler, every decent man in town would vote against him.
I like the impression you've made in the time you've been in town. You'll get a lot of votes. Especially if I come out in support of old Tex.
You backing an honest sheriff?
Honest? Yes. But greatly handicapped by age and broken bones.
Oh.
People will think I prefer old Tex because of his handicaps. Simply because I'm for Tex, you'll get a lot of votes. In addition to those votes, my men will vote for you. You'll win hands down.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And then, Kilrain, you'll be the law. And maybe you'll do a little favor now and then for the man who's keeping you away from the hangman.
You've sure dealt your cards face up.
That's it, Kilrain.
I don't like the deal.
Yeah, that's too bad. Breed, go and tell old Tex that the murder of his son...
Now, wait, I said I didn't like the deal. But I didn't say I'd turn it down.
Now you're showing sense.
I'll play it, Martin. You bought yourself a share.
During the days that followed, the election campaign grew hot. Old Tex found unexpected support from Link Martin. Nearly every night, there was a torchlight parade. Martin's men carried great banners bearing the name of Old Tex. There were free cigars and drinks and bombs that burst high in the air.
Old Tex, he's the man we want. We don't want a newcomer as our sheriff. We want Old Tex. Now come and get a drink. Courtesy of Link Martin.
Dan Reed and Tonto were in the shadows between two buildings across the street from the Crystal Palace. For some time, they'd been watching the people who went through the doors of Martin's place.
Gosh, Tonto, do you think all those people are for old Tex?
We see when election day comes.
Tonto, I hear a horse.
You hear that, Dan?
Yes, yeah, the Lone Ranger.
Him rein up back a building.
I wondered when he'd get here. Will he know where to find us?
Him tell us, wait right here.
He's coming. I hear him. There he is.
Anybody alone?
Not very.
What have you seen, Toto?
Andy Crook go into Crystal Palace.
They have a...
Can Rain go in there, too?
Kilrain. Good thing I planned on seeing the inside of Martin's place. I have a disguise beneath the mask here to cover my mask.
Are you going inside the palace?
Yes, Dan. I want to see Kilrain.
Oh.
I also want to see how many crooks are in there. Where'd you leave your horses?
We're at the hitch rail. Down there a little.
Take them behind the buildings where I've left Silver. I'll meet you there in a little while.
It's a bet storm, folks. Get him down the red wing.
Left the other way.
The palace was a blaze of lights that were reflected countless times by mirrored walls. Link Martin was the perfect host, passing out drinks and cigars with a lavish hand, knowing that his crooked games of chance would compensate for his generosity. Kilrain neither drank nor smoked. Neither did he gamble. He stood apart, leaning against a pillar, watching the proceedings. Presently, a tall man drew alongside him.
Looks as though you'll be the next sheriff, doesn't it, Kilrain?
Huh? Oh, I guess you must be mistaken about things, mister. This isn't my party.
No?
These people are for Tex Conway.
Well, just in case you are elected, you might be interested in a few of these people.
Why?
There are four men at the table on your left. Two of them are confidence men. Lice Taggart and Diamond Vitton. It wouldn't take much watching to get evidence against them. The man straight ahead smoking a cigar is named Baker. He's a forger. The little fellow on his left is called Slim Dolan. He uses a knife for his murders. And there are a lot of men here who are wanted by the law in other counties.
That's interesting.
The new sheriff should do something about all the people who are coming here at Link Martin's invitation.
Maybe the new sheriff will.
Senor.
Huh? You want me?
Si. Senor Martin, he wished to speak to you.
All right. Have to excuse me, mister. Lead the way, Breed.
All right, boys, get your bets down. The black game is one of the rest. Hurry up, put your money right on the table.
You want to see me, Martin?
Yeah. Kilrain, it's not good for you to be seen here in my place.
Well, it's a public place, isn't it?
Yes, but you're the opposition as far as the public's concerned. You're supposed to be dead set against me and my friends.
Why, sure I am.
Then you shouldn't be here.
I'm just looking your friends over, that's all. I'm finding out which of these men should be picked up and held for questioning when I'm elected.
It was indeed a one-sided election. When the votes were counted, 9 out of every 10 ballots bore the name of Kilrain.
Oh, here's one for old Tex.
That makes 9 for old Tex.
How many for Kilrain?
106 so far. Let's get on with the counting.
All right, Kilrain, Tex Conway.
With the announcement of the winner, the crowd that filled the street went wild. Everyone was there. Everyone, that is, except the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and a few hand-picked deputies who had been told their duties by old Tex. This small group waited between two buildings.
Get ready, men. Time to move.
All right.
I'll take Link Martin myself. Tonto, you take Breed. The rest of you men see that every one of Link Martin's friends is covered.
All right.
Kilrain is making his speech. We move in while he's talking.
Come on, fellas.
Now, folks, seeing that I'm to be the new sheriff, I figure there's no time to waste. We might just as well start getting rid of a few crooks right away.
Hey, that's the way. That's right.
I've been hanging around the Crystal Palace looking some of Martin's friends over. I know of a number of them that should be in jail right now.
What does he mean?
Quiet.
Shut
down,
up, Reeves. We'll soon find out.
I'm counting on some special deputies, one of whom wears a mask. They're coming across the street right now. The first one I want arrested is Link Martin.
Who are you?
Hold it, Martin.
Like fun, I will.
Oh,
senor.
Get
you.
Hold it, boys. Take it. All right, you're covered, Steve.
Link Martin, Breed, Steve Danahy, and a number of others who had voted secretly for Kilrain were surprised at the sudden move. Martin's friends were quickly brought under control by the special deputies. Martin himself had a silver bullet in the arm, but his rage dulled all pain.
Kilrain, what's the meaning of this? Have you lost your mind? Tell these fools to let us go. Throw that masked man in jail.
He and all the others are acting under authority, Martin. The authority of both sheriffs. The outgoing and the incoming.
That's the talk.
Yes.
Yep. I'm on hand for the showdown, Martin.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I can tell you a few things about Kilrain. A certain broken spur and a few other things. How about it, Kilrain? Do I talk or do you get smart?
Talk your head off if you want to.
Think I'm bluffing, huh? Well, I'm not. Now listen, Tex. The man that's just been made sheriff is the killer of your son.
Yeah, that don't seem reasonable, Martin. My boy's not dead.
What? Not dead? Why, you told me, you said...
I never said he was dead. I asked you if you thought you could get away with murdering him.
Think, this Indian who captured me. He is the one who told me the sheriff's son is coming here.
Yep. We saw to it that you and Link got the facts we wanted you to have.
What do you mean?
I mean we set things up so you'd think Kilrain was a killer. And you went for it. You thought you'd have something on the new sheriff.
Kilrain, you were in on this plan.
That's right, Martin. You see, we knew where a man that had been dry gulched was buried. So we stirred up the ground so it looked like a fresh grave. Then left a broken spur. Oh, I did ride Conway's horse, and I had a few things with his brand on him. But there's no reason why I shouldn't have. I'm Jim Conway.
Meet my son, Martin. The new sheriff, Jim Conway.
Now wait. It's not legal. You ran for office under the name of Kilrain.
Yes, and I can use that name anytime I want. I filed for a legal change of name. Now I'll file a change back again.
Pass me on
your king, the charge against you as long as your arm. Money under false pretenses, crooked games, receiving stolen goods. But you'll hear all of them when you get to court. Take him away, boys.
Come on.
I'll take you, Martin. This man seems to have disappeared.
But I reckon he'll be back if ever we need him. That's the way of the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.